knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
I love Dean.
It's impossible to not love Dean Richards. Dean is here. He comes by every week, and we discuss the world of film. Dean, a quick question for
Mel,
you.
Yeah, Mel, hang on just a second. Bill and Wendy are just saying it's impossible not to love me, Mel.
Yeah. Oh, did you tell Mel that?
I was on the phone with them.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah. We talk on the phone all
the
time. Oh,
that's so nice.
We talk in these one-sided Bob Newhart-like conversations all the time. Yeah, Mel. I got to go now.
You say that Hollywood's never been greater? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that kind of talk?
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. George Clooney's twins were born 3 days ago. Neither of them have directed anything. What's going on, Dean? Why the slowdown?
Slackers. They're slackers, they are slackers like their mother.
Yep. That's right.
Have done absolutely nothing with their life.
Yeah. boy,
it's nice, right?
Yeah, it is nice for him.
It's nice.
His father, Nick Clooney, does a movie show on cable. He's very, very good at it. And I read some tweets that he did the other day talking about how great it is to be a grandfather and how thrilled he is. It was really nice to read those.
I think it's very lovely. I wish them the best.
L and L.
Alexander and Ella. Mm-hmm. Lovely names. When these kids turn 10 years old, George Clooney will be applying for Medicare.
Right. That's true.
You guys, really.
Dean's just doing math. It's just a math problem. Don't you think,
isn't this kind of a thing, Bill? Like when you have, don't you think as a father, I'll be able to play ball with my kids. I'll be able to, take them to the zoo, to the park. You don't think I'm going to be able to take my kids to the Walgreens to buy Depend undergarments?
Oh, no.
That karma train is a beast. That's all I'm saying, guys.
Ding, 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 ding.
How old is he?
George Clooney's
56.
56. But Tony Randall's been dead 11 years. He just had a baby in May.
And he still takes the kids to the zoo.
He still does.
All right. I stand corrected.
Don't you think George Clooney, though, honestly, is one of those throwback movie stars? Of all the guys making movies today, and I you could put Tom Hanks in the same category, they remind you of the stars of old,
like,
don't they?
Like Clark Gable, that's who Clooney totally reminds me of.
Cary Grant, kind of, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you can still take your kids to the zoo and play ball at 66, by the way.
Sure, of course.
Plus, you can do the Wii baseball.
Right.
And not go outside at all.
Dad, have the butler throw me some pitches.
Did you say Wii baseball because you think he has bladder problems? Why did you say Wii baseball?
No,
it's back to my Depend undergarments theory.
Do kids go out and play baseball anymore, or they do it all on a computer?
It's an app. They got an app. Baseball
that's
app.
Sad. That's sad.
Yeah.
Am I thinking like outdated? Come on, Dad, let's go have a catch. Do
maybe
you guys not have a cornfield in your backyard like I do?
Everybody does. Now, Dean, when that movie came out, when Field of Dreams came out, and Wendy, you and I discussed this at great lengths one day. I don't know if you remember. That phraseology was kind of strange to most of us, because in the Midwest, we didn't use that phrase, have a catch. We'd say play catch.
Yeah. Come on, Dad, let's play catch and have a pop.
Right, that's what we'd say.
A pop meaning a drink?
No, we used to mean let's get into a fight with someone.
Right, right.
Pop them in the face.
Right.
If you punch them, they will come. Upside their head.
Yes, right.
Hayed, two syllables, hayed, as we used to say.
That's how kids said it back then, and everybody was
happy. Where'd you grow up, Dean?
I grew up with my friends rerunning Dwayne Wayne.
Hey. I loved that show. That was one of my favorite shows.
At the malt shop with Shirley.
Oh, that's a good time.
Shirley Hemphill, God rest her soul.
Oh, yeah.
We miss her. Very much miss her. All right, when we return, the movie The Mummy is opening this weekend. Tom Cruise in an action-adventure flick. Who would have thought?
It looks good.
It does look good. Dean will tell us whether or not it's good. Mm-hmm. And then a movie, Dean, that I've not heard of before, Megan Levy. I'm not familiar with that at all. So we'll cover those two and other things. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We are talking to Dean Richards from WGN TV and radio, actually. He's double dipping.
So now he's in a movie called The Mummy, which...
Dean is?
No, Dean's not in The Mummy.
I am.
Oh, you are in it, Dean?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's called I Want My Mummy.
It's an English film about our maternal parent. Hello, mommy.
Hello, mommy.
Oh, hey, well, speaking of, good. Can I just say how cute all of Wendy's pictures have been on Facebook this week? The mummy of the proud graduates.
Yep.
Just so cute pictures.
Sure.
Thank you.
Wonderful, proud, lovely.
Crybaby.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dean.
Very cute. Very cute, mommy.
Those are nice.
Thank
Those
you.
Very nice. All right.
Daddy.
So the Mummy, is it a remake of all the other Mummy movies, or is it a different angle?
No, it's a pretty different angle.
Is it?
And the old Mummy movies are so cool. I've spent the last couple of days just looking at the trailers for the original Mummy movie with Boris Karloff from 1932. Mm. Is so scary. It's just awesome and hilarious at the same time because it's so melodramatic. And then there's a 1959 version and a 1964 version, and they keep getting cheesier and cheesier.
Yeah, they
and cheesier.
Do. Yeah.
In a way, so great. This Tom Cruise version is pretty different. They have a girl mummy this time. They've done a little gender flip. And actress Sophia Boutella is
She's pretty, by the way.
Well, not, you know, yeah, really, even as a mummy. You know, even as an evil Egyptian princess who was buried alive a couple of thousand years ago, still very, very
still
hot.
Still looks good.
Very hot.
Yep.
She is uncovered by this kind of ne'er-do-well thief of antiquities, who is played by Tom Cruise in the movie. And he unleashes this ancient evil back out on the world. So it's, you know, bandage bad guys and girls, lots of action, lots of noise that leads no place. This movie, ultimately, a huge disappointment. It is, unfortunately, not very good at all. They just completely missed the mark of what makes these kinds of movies so great, that Marvel has been so good at, and even DC Comics has been so good at. And if there's a shining example of how to make an action movie fantastic, it's last week's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Maybe the classic example. All directors should have to see that if they're thinking about making an action movie. So, you know, we can have the exact same movie over and over
right.
and over and over again.
Right.
That would be good. But so disappointing on The Mummy. I gave it C-. But even more disappointing to me is that Universal Pictures this is the first picture in what they're calling their dark universe, in which they're going to remake a lot of their classic horror movies. The Mummy and remake Frankenstein and Invisible Man and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with Russell Crowe, who has a little bit of a introduction in this Mummy movie and Wolfman. And, you know, some of the real fantastic Universal classic monster movies from back in the day. This does not bode well if this is the path that they're going down. So it's all action and you know, little content. I've said a million times, if there's no story, there's no movie.
Right.
And the story is really limited here. They think they can substitute you know, an interesting story, a compelling storyline with lots of special effects and explosions and, you know, things like that. And it never works. It just absolutely never works. And
Dean, the Mummy movies they made about 10 years ago with The Rock were actually pretty good,
weren't they? They
were
good.
Was that The Rock or was Brendan Fraser?
Well, he was in them, but then The Rock started showing up too. You know how The Rock is.
He shows up everywhere.
He just shows up.
You can't get rid of him.
No.
I was laying on the beach in Miami the other day. I saw him running by with Zac Efron.
Yeah, he's always doing that kind of thing.
Our next president, guys.
Right. It's like, hey, step by, you're in my son.
Right.
Boy, you would block all your
Heaven's
son.
Heaven's sakes, you're 12 feet tall. Stand aside a little bit, will you?
Dean, are you the one who pointed out that anytime Tom Cruise is on an airplane in a movie, it doesn't end well, that the airplane has all sorts of problems?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Or running, if you happen to be in Dubai, as I know you often are,
yes.
And you happen to be near the world's tallest building, and you're just standing there, and suddenly Tom Cruise starts running up the side of the building. Nothing, you know a car's going to fall out of the building,
sure.
Or something like that's going to happen.
Did he do his own stunts in this as well? Because he's known for
that.
He
always does.
He likes to do his own, he does some of his own stunts. I don't think they let him do everything, but He does he does a lot of his own stuff. I will give him that much. And I will point out, nobody runs in a straight line faster than Tom Cruise does.
He is very fast.
He does that in every movie.
Yeah.
Also, even if it's not appropriate for any reason.
He just likes to run.
He's talking to somebody in a really serious, dramatic moment. He goes, can you hang on for just a second?
Gotta
and
run.
He runs like four blocks and then comes back. Thanks. I had to get that in this movie.
Wendy and I had on an actor, Chicago actor, Jake Johnson, who's in the TV show The New Girl, but he plays Tom Cruise's sidekick, hilarious sidekick. Is he good in this? I like him a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Side players are all fine. The problems here are script and the composition, the way this movie is put together. The actors really just don't have very very good material to work with.
Yeah.
I think that's really the biggest problem with this movie. I like Jake Johnson too.
All right, so
he's pretty good. So C minus
for The Mummy. What about Megan Levy? I don't even know what that is.
So Megan Levy is this is a true story. I actually met the real Megan Levy a couple of weeks ago, who was a United States Marine. She was a she was the movie starts off and she's sort of a teenage girl without much direction, you know, just like searching for something in her life. Nothing goes right, and she's trying to find some direction. So she joins the United States Marines and becomes a handler, a trainer of these canine bomb sniffing German Shepherds, which is, you know, she's a kind of a Kate Mara stars in the movie. And, you know, the dogs are bigger and more powerful than she is. But, you know, through determination, works with this one dog who is very difficult to handle. They become a team. And they wind up going on about 100 missions in Iraq, into some of the most dangerous places in Iraq, sniffing out bombs and saving the lives of Marines and other servicemen and women, until an explosion happens that puts her in the hospital, and she is separated from her dog, her best friend, and it's her trying to, you know, reunite with Rex, the dog, trying to get back together again. You know, it's not a boy and his dog story; it's a girl and her dog story. And it really is kind of lovely. I'm a dog lover, number one. The last dog that I had was a German Shepherd, so this really hit home for me of the intense loyalty that German Shepherds have, the amazing intelligence that German Shepherds have. It made me have a new appreciation for the kind of training that not only the dogs have to go through, but the humans and what the humans go through and what these programs are like, trying to get these dogs and their handlers proficient to go to some of the most dangerous places on Earth to try to sniff out these bombs and save some lives.
So much time and so much patience goes into that.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's a sweet story. It's a very interesting story. Kate Mara is very good. Common, Chicago's own, is in the movie. He's
the rapper.
The rapper.
Yeah,
exactly right. Boy, you are a man of the streets.
Well, thank you, Dean, for recognizing.
I'll tell you that.
Thank
much.
You very much.
You're
for
so street.
You were
thank
down
you.
With the rappers.
Yeah,
and I don't just mean candy rappers.
I mean
all the rappers. All
I would have got Lil Bow Wow knowing it's a dog movie, but that's just me.
That would make better sense.
Good one, Billy. You
thank
can go
you.
Home now.
I'm done for the day, Dean.
It's not going to get any better than that for the rest of the day.
Nope.
A really, really touching movie, a very interesting movie, and I wound up giving this one Dean's List B.
That's better. That's much better. Dean, thanks so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You betcha. See ya.
That's Dean Richards. That's who that is. We'll take a quick break.
Can I just say something real quickly?
Yeah.
The James Comey thing is over, the hearing, so we don't have to worry about it, but we will be going to the stream. Elise Glink will be sitting in for Steve Bertrand, and how about we talk to her next? Does that sound good?